California lawmakers are meeting Monday, December 2nd for a special session with Governor Gavin Newsom, set to propose a so-called Trump-proof legal defense fund. Newsom is trying to protect his state's progressive policies and called for the special session just days after President-elect Donald Trump won a second term. The proposed $25 million plan is an effort to defend California's investments, including federal disaster grants and clean air protections, as well as protecting climate change laws, abortion rights, and immigration policies. President-elect Trump responded to Newsom's announcement last month on Truth Social. He is using the term Trump-proof as a way of stopping all of the great things that can be done to make California great again. But I just overwhelmingly won the election. People are being forced to leave due to his and others' insane policy decisions. Newsom and Trump have a history of going back and forth on issues and trading insults. Trump gave Newsom the nickname New Scum, with Newsom calling Trump deranged and unhinged. According to the governor's office, Newsom's $25 million request for the California Department of Justice will go toward increasing staff and supporting ongoing legal challenges. The state sued Trump's administration during his first term more than 120 times, winning cases that protected California's stricter vehicle emission standards and protected the legal status of migrants brought to the U.S. as children. Newsom said in a statement Monday, "We will work with the incoming administration and we want President Trump to succeed serving all Americans. But when there is overreach, when lives are threatened, when rights and freedoms are targeted, we will take action." Republican lawmakers, including California Representative Vince Fong, criticized Newsom over the special session. Gavin Newsom's actions are tone-deaf to the concerns of Californians who disapprove of the direction of our state and country, Fong said in a video on social media. Newsom said he wants the funding in place before Trump's inauguration.